Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How many times have you been on the phone with somebody from customer service and all you can think is, man, this is so pleasurable. I'd like to spend more time with them. All the time, right? That seems to be the way it always goes with customer service calls.
No.
Well, on today's Second Date Update, this dude Jared is on the phone, and that's how he said he met the girl he went out with, through a customer service call.
What?
We'll get to your date in just a second, Jared, but how in the world do you actually go out with somebody from customer service and not just end up cussing at them? Or maybe that's how you guys bonded. I don't know.
We didn't cuss at each other at all.
Good.
I figure maybe you just like to argue with people that you go out with. So you got an argument and you're like, hey, let's go out. You sound fun.
No, not at all, man. I called a bookstore to see if I could put a book on reserve, and this woman answered the phone. Her name was Kelly, and, she was helping me out the entire time, and she sounded super nice, very helpful.
Oh.
I don't know. It's weird.
Wow.
Okay,
she was, doing her job straight.
That makes more sense. You said customer service call, and all I thought was, utility bill or something.
Oh, God,
I was like, how did you possibly want to meet that person? But calling somebody at a bookstore is probably a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't explain it. She just kind of, grabbed my attention, her voice, I mean, I don't know if this sounds weird, but, she sounded cute. I don't know if that's a thing.
So, wait, how did you go from a phone call to a date? Did you go stalk her at the bookstore?
Well, I went to the bookstore to see if I could meet her in person because, like I said, it just kind of got my attention. Plus, I had to get the book anyway, kill two birds with one stone.
The only reason I think that this is okay is because she said yes to the date. The lead up does sound a little weird.
Well, he has to get his book anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you were going there for the book. Might as well try to catch a glimpse of her and see if she's as cute as she sounded.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I get there, and unfortunately, when I got there, she was not at the counter. It was actually a different guy. And, so I, in my best way, without sounding like a creep, asked him if Kelly was around. And I asked for her, and I just basically made stuff up about why I needed to talk to her.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds awful. I know. On paper, it sounds horrible.
I mean, it could have sounded normal if you were like, I just wanted to thank her for the help.
That's true.
Yeah.
What did you make up?
I told him that, I talked to her specifically, and she knew about the book specifically, and it would just be a lot easier than talking to him because, I didn't want to tell him he didn't know anything. But luckily, he brought her out eventually.
Oh, my God. What was that like, though? Because you know nothing about her. You don't know what she looks like. You don't know if she's single. You don't know how old she is.
Yeah.
Well, worst case scenario, if I wasn't, attracted to her, I'd just get my book and I'd leave. That was kind of what I was thinking.
Okay. And so obviously, you liked what you saw. So
yeah,
did you just ask her out right then?
No. This poor woman, I kept asking 1,000 questions that I didn't actually care about. And we basically just led her around the circle in the bookstore. And long story short, I actually grabbed 9 books.
Nine?
It seems a bit excessive, but I was really just trying to see how much I could find out about her within a short time and see if it was someone I wanted to ask out.
Okay.
So did she know that you were the guy that she talked to on the phone?
Yeah, she did.
She did. And so when did you ask her out?
So I asked her out when I was cashing out the books. And, I asked her if she wanted to grab dinner sometime.
Okay.
And to my surprise, she said yes.
Okay, so how was dinner?
Dinner went really well. We went somewhere. And it was kind of right in the in-between. It wasn't fast food and it wasn't a super fancy restaurant,
Okay,
so
good call.
It was fun.
Okay.
But honestly, all I could think about is there's maybe one awkward moment, but it's so tiny. I can't imagine that it could have affected it, but there was one awkward moment.
How tiny is it?
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
This sounds so stupid, but I had to excuse myself at one point to go to the restroom. And so when I pushed back in my chair to stand up, the chair, squeaked against the floor. And it kind of sounded like I farted.
Oh.
And I was super self-conscious about it.
Oh.
And so, you know, I immediately just blurted out, like, oh, that wasn't me. That was the chair.
Now it sounds like
Yeah, now it does sound like you farted. And you're getting up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Doesn't make me sound better. Yeah. No,
did she laugh? What was her reaction?
So she just said that basically she would have never noticed if I didn't bring it up, which made me feel even more uncomfortable.
So what happened next?
We got our check. I paid for the meal, and I walked into her car, and I was kind of trying to figure out, you know, see if there's an opening to move in and kiss her.
Nice.
And I couldn't find one. And, you know, before I could even try, she ended up reaching in and hugging me. And that's how the date ended.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Not terrible. Yeah, a hug's always, it's not like, bad. Neutral.
A hug is good. At least she touched you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you farted. All right, so how many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
I texted her one time after the date, basically just saying, hey, I had a really good time. And then that was it.
Okay, and you haven't been, like, lurking in the bookshop where she works or anything?
No, God, I would never do that. I mean, I've thought about it, but, like, I would not do
right.
it.
Yeah, that's good. All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.